Massachusetts Congressman Richard Neal of Springfield and Holyoke Mayor Alex Morse, who's challenging the 30-year incumbent in the Democratic primary, held their first debate Monday. They spent the majority of the hour viciously attacking each other's records. Right off the bat came a question about the drama that's roiled the campaign for the last week and brought national attention to the contest. Allegations from a campus organization of the Massachusetts Democratic Party that Morse had behaved inappropriately with college students.
I would never want to make someone feel uncomfortable, and I need to honor that truth and honor that expression from those students.
But Morse pushed back hard on any suggestion of wrongdoing and asserted that he is the victim of an orchestrated smear campaign.
I will let the voters of the first district come to their own conclusions, but this is exactly why I ran for mayor 9 years ago, to change the political culture of personal destruction, a politics that tears people down instead of lifts them up. And I think, obviously, it's no coincidence, the timing of these allegations and accusations that go all the way to the height of the Massachusetts Democratic Party.
Neal denied his campaign was in any way involved.
A series of students have stepped forward. They've raised these allegations. They've also said simultaneously they had no contact with my campaign. This is inconsistent with my career, and it's inconsistent with my character to have raised these sorts of issues.
Hours before the debate aired, dozens of Massachusetts Democratic State Committee members called for an independent and expedited investigation of what role party leaders might have played in the allegations against Morse. UMass Amherst is also investigating to determine if Morse, as a lecturer there, violated any policies. For most of the debate, which was produced by New England Public Media, the two candidates held to familiar ground of their respective campaigns while jabbing sharply at each other. Morse, who is 31 and backed by national progressive organizations hoping to defeat another establishment Democratic House member, accused the 71-year-old Neal of, quote, living the high life, end quote, with corporate lobbyists and corporate donors in Washington while paying scant attention to his constituents in western and central Massachusetts.
And so we need to put our money where our mouth is, and not be performative time and time again and talk about your 30-year career. Well, how are folks in these communities doing today? And that's what I'll be focused on, less about going up the seniority ladder and more about bringing you to Washington with me.
Neal, who chairs the powerful Ways and Means Committee, said he's brought billions of dollars to the district.
The 8 largest projects in the city of Holyoke have had my influence, including the emergency room at Holyoke Medical Center, the expansion of the health center, the public library, the data center. Those all use New Markets tax credits.
Neal attacked Morse's 9-year record as mayor of Holyoke, accusing him of skipping numerous school committee meetings as the city's public schools were veering toward state receivership.
When you consider that he's talking about this progressive agenda, what's more progressive than the 5,230 children in the Holyoke public school system? He couldn't make it to school committee meetings. And he's talking now about what he would do in Congress.
Mayor Morse, your rebuttal?
Yeah, let me just nip this in the bud, because Congressman Neal likes to talk about school committee meetings. I've attended the vast majority, over 74% of school committee meetings since I've taken office. And it's a petty attack, and I think the voters and you at home want to talk about issues and talk about showing up and being inaccessible. Congressman Neal hasn't shown up in this district. I mean, we're spending more time together tonight than I think we have in the last 9 years.
Neal said his campaign could document 700 public events in the district that he'd taken part in during the past 8 years. Both men said they are committed to racial justice.
My position on these issues precedes my time in Congress. I started affirmative action in the city of Springfield during my time as mayor. I offered set-asides for public bidding because I knew how difficult it was for minority contractors to participate. In the mid-80s, I voted to sell the city stocks in South Africa.
When I'm in Congress, I will vote to end cash bail, to end qualified immunity, to make sure that police departments aren't using federal money to militarize their police department. Over the last 9 years, we've made incredible progress in reforming our department. Over 50% of the police officers that I've hired look like and speak the language of the vast majority of our community.
Morse questioned Neal's vote for the 1994 crime bill, which included mandatory minimum sentencing laws that some civil rights activists blame for mass incarcerations of black men. Neal said the bill included the creation of the Violence Against Women Act and a ban on assault weapons. Morse pointed out that Neal was the only member of the Massachusetts congressional delegation to not sign on to the Green New Deal, and that he supports a plan to clean the Housatonic River of PCBs, a plan Morris is against. Neal said the PCB cleanup plan was a local decision. Both candidates are scheduled to participate in a second broadcast debate later this week. Voting by mail in the September 1st Massachusetts primary is already underway. Early in-person voting starts this Saturday. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.